And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get going for you right now. Anthony Richard Voles appeared in Huron County District Court to face a charge of owning an unlicensed dog. Voles entered a plea of not guilty to the misdemeanor charge. And while attorney Dallas Rooney represented him for the arraignment, Voles will represent himself for the remainder of the case. Judge Ferris set a plea cutoff, set a deadline of August 10th, 2026 for the prosecution to provide a plea offer and discovery materials. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for September 3rd, 2026 at 9 a.m. The court set a $3,500 personal recognizance bond. As a condition of his release, Voles must ensure all animals in his care are properly restrained at all times. And Joseph Michael Calcagno appeared in Huron County District Court to face charges of operating while intoxicated, a second offense, and a civil infraction for refusing a preliminary breath test. During the arraignment, Calcano entered a plea of not guilty to the charges. Judge Ferris continued the defendant's $4,500 bond, which has already been posted. As a condition of his release, Calcano is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances. He is barred from entering establishments that serve alcohol and must submit to random testing through pretrial services. Calcano, who is represented by attorney Dallas Rooney for the arraignment, is expected to retain new counsel. The court set a deadline of August 10th for discovery and plea offers, with an in-person plea cutoff hearing scheduled for September 3rd. A Huron County man is facing sentencing after pleading guilty to felony drunk driving charge. Andrew Benjamin Vartan admitted to operating a vehicle while intoxicated on May 25th in Port Austin Township following a single car crash on Point Albarks Road. Authorities recorded Vartan's blood alcohol level at .217, nearly three times the legal limit. This also marks his third offense, with prior convictions in 2010 and 2011. The court accepted the plea and scheduled sentencing for September 21st at 9 a.m. Vartan remains free on a $10,000 bond. And we will be right back after this brief message and our obituaries.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time.
Hey, Pete. You ready for the intro?
Have you heard? WHST 94.1 FM and WLEW AM 1340 has a Friday night live call-in show from 7 p.m. till 11. You be the music director and request your favorite song, or just call in to dedicate a song and have it played for someone else. Be part of the show every Friday night at WHST FM and WLEW AM with the Country Call-In Show, 7 to 11 every Friday night.
And we are back, and that was our news for the hour. And you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.